The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the Sammy V. And this is Hoop Ball Grizz. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages.
Okay, if you're going to do the DX intro, you got to get it right.
Come on, man.
You butchered it. D-Generation X proudly brings to you a tag team. Oh, all right,
tag team champions.
Let's get away from that. Good stuff. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Hawks-Grizzlies games that went down last night. Grizzlies lose that game 117-116. I am not concerned in the least bit at all.
No. Not in the slightest.
The G League Grizzlies finished the fourth quarter, allowing the Hawks to come back. It is quite all right that the Grizzlies, I would love for them to have gone undefeated in the preseason, but I'm not really going to chalk this one up as a loss because
it's preseason.
Yeah, you finished the game with Benny Boatwright and Ahmad Caver, Sean McDermott. You were not playing with your standard rotation guys on the floor and in the game that close. You know they would have closed it out. So congratulations to the Hawks on finishing 2-2 in the preseason. Should have been 1-3. Grizzlies should have been 4-0. But we'll leave it at that. We got a little bit of stats. The guys really, like, you can see that they Coach Jenkins prior to the game said that he was happy with the conditioning. So the rotation guys are probably not going to play as many minutes. That's what happened. Ja played 24, JV 22, Kyle 20, Dylan 20, Grayson played 18, Bane played 23 minutes, Brandon Clark in his first action was 19, almost 20 minutes, Melton played 17, and then you got a bunch of the bench guys getting in the double digits. Dylan led the way in scoring. He had 17 points. JV had 9 rebounds and 4 blocks. It was good stuff that when the guys were in the, you know, the first half, the Grizzlies dominated. And, you go back and you look at the box score, look at the summary, and the Grizzlies were outscored by 11 in the fourth to lose the game. Man, okay. It's fine. Do not get concerned. Do not blow a gasket worrying about, oh, my God, the Grizzlies fell apart against. It's okay.
There wasn't any falling apart, really.
There was not. So Grizzlies 3-1 headed into the regular season. First regular season game is going to be on Wednesday against the San Antonio Spurs at the FedEx Forum. Bad news. There will not be fans in attendance. The Memphis Grizzlies released this statement. Consistent with pending recommendations from local public health officials, Memphis Grizzlies and the University of Memphis men's basketball home games at the FedEx Forum will be played without fans in attendance until further notice. Boo. Okay, I understand the safety. I know why they're doing this. I get it. You know, Memphis has been just crawling with COVID. The rates are sky high right now. They're playing it safe. Jaren Jackson tweeted out. He's like, yeah, we want you to be safe. But I'm kind of mad about it, too. The players want fans in the stands. They do. But it's a safety thing. I'm a season ticket holder. Sam and I are season ticket holders. We were planning on going to games. They had precautions in place. You can't protect everything. But I think the best course of action is to play without fans. The vaccine is close. They've started releasing those. They're coming. You know, some of the states have already been giving those out. So hopefully we will get basketball back at the Forum at some point in this season, and maybe after the vaccine has been widespread distributed and the numbers are a little bit better. We are still doing the giveaway. We still have the giveaway. The game is March 4th, the Bucks and the Grizzlies at the FedEx Forum. How are we doing that, you say? We don't know that the game is going to get played. We have no idea. There's a chance that it doesn't get played. But just like I said in the last episode, we're giving you an insurance policy. If the Bucks-Grizzlies game is not played, and later on in the season they go back to playing games, at that point we will contact the winner and we will discuss a game and we will get you lined out. You will get tickets to a game. I'm hoping it's the Bucks game. I want them to be back and playing games in the forum by then. If it is not the Bucks game, we will definitely get you something. You will not win nothing.
Exactly. We've got you covered one way or another.
If, worst case scenario, if all of the games this season are played with no fans at the FedEx Forum, 21-22, we're still going to have tickets. And I'll sweeten the deal a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Here's the deal. If the games are not played in the FedEx Forum this season, the person that wins these two tickets will get to choose whatever game they want. There will not be a game blacked out. You can choose any game on the 21-22 schedule, and we will give you the tickets to that game. So we're taking care of you. It is happy holidays. Tis the season to be jolly.
Tis.
Yada, yada. All of this stuff. We're here. We're happy. We're jolly. Fantasy draft season is live and kicking. I had my Money League draft last night, and it's stressful. Drives you crazy. I don't know how. I felt exhausted after that draft.
Exhausted after that draft, and you were the one doing it.
You know, you do a ton of research. You prepare, and it's a lot of. It shouldn't be stress. It's fun. I love it.
Oh, it is great. But
you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So anyway, we're happy. We're jolly. We're going to make sure that you get taken care of on this giveaway. So please continue to like, retweet, and follow the page to be entered to win two tickets to a game. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it is the Milwaukee Bucks game on March 4th of this year, or of 2021. If it is not that game, we will hook you up and get you lined out with whichever game you choose in the 21-22 NBA season. And yes, I stumbled there.
It's okay. I wasn't going to say nothing, but English is hard. Yeah, you're right. I was.
Yeah, he gave me the look. I knew what he was doing. All right, Sam, do you have anything on that game? What do you got? The Hawks-Grizzlies game. What did you like about that game? What did you like from the Grizzlies?
I like that they're playing other players, too. They're playing everybody.
It's a preseason.
It is. I mean, I know they're going to. I like seeing Jonas get four blocks. I'd like to see him score more, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm okay.
But he had four blocks. Like, go, man. Jaeger! Get that garbage out of here! It's great.
He brought it. It's the guys that are going to be rotation players are looking good. You know, you saw starting lineup was Ja, Grayson, Dylan, Kyle, and JV. I don't know. I think Melton ends up starting. I think Melton starts in the regular season opener.
I'm all right
with that. It's Ja, Melton, Dylan, Kyle, and JV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind Grayson starting at the two just because I think he's a better shooter than Melton. And you need – when you have Kyle – although Kyle has been shooting the ball well from three, when you have Kyle and Melton on the floor at the same time with JV, that gives you three guys that are not necessarily shooters. JV has been shooting the three pretty good in the preseason. So you can still kind of – you can still stretch the floor, but Grayson gives you a guy that the defenses are more than likely going to be watching him. You know, if I have to choose between Kyle Anderson, JV, DeAnthony Melton, or Grayson Allen, who I'm going to leave open to take a three, Grayson Allen is at the end of that list. You know, I'm okay with if any of those other three guys beat me, okay, that's fine. I can live with that. But Grayson's not going to be open for the three. So
they need to start Desmond Bane. I'm jumping on the bandwagon now.
Sane has been on the free Bane train. he's already hashtagging it up. It was free Josh Jackson last season. It's free Bane this season.
Free Bane.
I think we're going to get to see plenty of Desmond Bane. He's going to get to play. Yeah, it's not going to be a Josh Jackson-esque
great
thing. I really, really like him a lot. So we'll move away from the travesty that was the loss to the Atlanta Hawks, and we're going to look forward to the opening day game against the I almost said Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know why I got the Sixers on my mind, but anyway, they're playing the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, and the Spurs have got some guys injured. Devin Vassell has been playing very well, and they're looking like the rookie is going to start for them, and that's good. He is fantastic. I like Vassell. If the Grizzlies ended up not transferring that pick to the Celtics this year and they were somewhere in the, you know, outside of the lottery in the early first round, I would have been completely fine with Vassell being on the team. But They did not, don't have to talk about that. Don't have to dig into it. He's going to be a good young player. It's going to be an interesting matchup. So we'll see at the FedEx Forum Wednesday, Grizzlies Spurs in the home opener without fans. Boo.
They should do cardboard cutouts of fans.
I don't know if they'll do that. They may do something like that.
Some teams are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we need to send ours in if they do that.
Cardboard cutouts.
Yes,
do
yes
ours?
I'll
yeah,
do it.
I'll
send one of my Dwayne Wade, too. They can have that, too. We'll have I'll send my Dwayne Wade one. That's hard to say. Say that 10 times.
Dwayne Wade
one. Dwayne Wade one. Dwayne, yep, I can't do it. I'm done. Anyway.
All right. So Sammy has got some. Sam, what's the head-to-head matchup look like over the last 10 games? I know, like, in the career, like the lifetime, the Spurs.
I can tell you that if you want to know.
I don't know that I want to hear it because I know it's pretty lopsided.
Grizzlies have 26.
And the Spurs,
and the
like,
Spurs have 73.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was crazy.
Yeah, it's.
Let's go to the last 10. What's
last
10's
10? Not as bad.
Okay.
Grizzlies have 4 and the Spurs have 6. 4-6.
And they lost the last matchup. It was in the bubble. Jaren Jackson, prior to the injury, knocked down a clutch 3.
That he did.
To tie that game. Grizzlies just couldn't manage to pull that one out. But I think that you're going to see, moving forward, you're going to see that lifetime gap close quite a bit, mm-hmm. I think, over the next few years with Ja, Brandon, Jaren, Tillman, Bane. Dylan. I like this Grizzlies young core. I think you see that turnaround quite a bit. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Sam, this is what I want from you, man.
Okay.
San Antonio Spurs game. Opening game at the Forum, Grizzlies Spurs. Give me who's going to win. Who's the leading scorer for the Grizzlies?
Oh, gosh.
Leading rebounder.
Okay.
Leading assist.
Okay.
And a total for the game score.
Gosh. Okay. Grizzlies winning, 100%. We getting it. Getting smack, going to smack some Spurs around is what we're going to get. So, leading scorer. Dylan, 25.
Dylan scores 25 against
scoring
Spurs.
25.
Okay. All right.
Jonas Valanciunas, we're going to say 13 rebounds.
All right.
I'm giving you numbers. Okay, assists going to Ja. He's going to have like 50 of them. Not 50, but we'll say.
That'd be some sort of record.
That would be it would be a record. I think 31 or 32 is a record, if
yeah,
I'm not
Scotty
mistaken.
Brooks.
Yep. And I don't know how many assists he's going to hit. I would say he's probably going to get a double-double. So, yeah, we're going to say at least 10 assists, if not more. That sounds good.
All right. So, you got Dylan scoring 25.
Yep.
JV leading the way in rebounds at 13.
Yep.
And Ja clearly going to lead the way in assists, and you think it's double digits.
I
and
think
you're
so.
Going, you're going just 10. Just 10.
No, I said 10 or more.
No, that or more is not an answer.
Oh, come on.
You're sticking with 10.
11.
All right. So, final score of the game, Sam. What do you got? Oh,
that's tough. 114-109 Grizzlies.
Grizzlies by 5.
Yep.
I like it, Sam. And
it's going to happen.
I think Ja is leading the way in scoring.
Okay.
I think Ja goes over 20 in this game. I'm going to say Ja puts up 27, 11 assists. And I like JV to lead the rebounding as well. But I'm going to pick somebody different just because I don't want to have every answer. Well, I don't because you thought Dylan was going to lead. Fine,
yeah.
I'm sticking with JV.
There you go.
And I think that he has 11 boards to lead the way for the Grizzlies.
Good deal.
And I like the Grizzlies to win this game as well. They've been looking really good in the preseason. The Spurs are not 100% healthy. They do have DeRozan. They do have Aldridge. Aldridge ate them up last year. Man, he blew up in Memphis last year.
50-something, wasn't
it? Yeah.
52.
Yep. Could not miss in Memphis last year. So, hoping the defense is better on him this time. Brandon has been looking really good on the defensive end. It was one game. He looked better on the defensive end than what he had previously. So, I think Brandon would be a pretty good matchup to guard LA.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to be starting, but I like Kyle, JV. I don't I do not.
He's just
by
slow.
Any stretch. I hate JV guarding LA because when they run a pick and roll, JV is going under the screen every time, and you cannot do that against LaMarcus Aldridge. He will knock down the outside shot. If you don't believe me, go back and watch the games from before him.
Every time he'll do it.
And JV drops back too far. Yeah, you're long. You're 7 foot. You got a massive standing reach. But you cannot give a guy 10 foot of space that can shoot like that.
No,
you can't do
like
it.
That guy.
You need guys that are going to fight that are quick enough. Kyle Anderson, Brandon Clark, that are going to try to fight through that screen and not let him have the wide open shot.
Like Nick O'Malley for the Pelicans last year. Remember that game? I remember that game. When JV would step off of that, they do the pick and roll, he'd be open for three. Boom. Every freaking time.
Didn't Melly end up scoring like 20 in that game
He had 20 or close to 30 or something. It was stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember exactly. I know the game. I remember watching the game because it was the game that the Pelicans throttled. They won by halftime at that point.
Yeah,
it was not quite that, but they did.
Disgusting.
They beat the crap out of them for sure.
Smacked them around. It was bloody and messy.
You know, you got another season to work on it, but the one thing, JV's just not going to really get any faster. He's not.
No,
and
he's just too big.
Is what it is, but you cannot play the pick and roll the way that he does against LaMarcus Aldridge. Or Aldridge is going to be a 35 and 10 guy. And fantasy players are going to love it, the ones that have Aldridge. Grizzlies fans are going to be frustrated because we're like, why does Aldridge always score 40 on us? The reason is because JV goes under on the freaking screens.
Yep.
He goes under. So anyway, that's it. You got the look ahead. You know who we got. We both think the Grizzlies are going to beat the Spurs. I'm not betting against them in the home opener.
No.
Let's go, Grizz. I wish that there were fans there. That sucks so much. I understand it. Everybody be safe out there. The vaccine's coming soon. Whether you're taking it or not, don't care. It's there. It's coming. So hopefully we're going to get back to some form of normalcy whenever all of this gets decided, gets out, and we can get back to watching basketball at the Forum.
Let's get it. I'm ready.
So, Sam, we've got something new.
Yes.
For the HoopBall Premium members.
Uh-oh.
They have a Discord channel, and I'm just going to tell you, if you've not went, first off, it's fantasy draft season. The season starts on Tuesday, so we are 2 days away.
The day after tomorrow.
If your fantasy draft has not happened, it's going to happen either sometime today or tomorrow before the season starts. Go to hoop-ball.com and get in on this premium. Get the Brewski 150. It is the best list in the industry forever.
And ever. And I kid you not, it is
freaking I think it's 10
awesome.
Years running. He has outperformed every other analyst. The B150 has outperformed
impressive.
Everybody else 10 years running.
Wow.
It may not be. It may be 7.
We're
it's either 7
we're
or 10.
We're just going with 10. 20
you,
years running.
It's not. hoop-ball.com. Get over there and sign up for the premium. You can get the fantasy pass for $4.99. $4.99 a month for the fantasy pass, and it gets you into this Discord chat. You have direct access to some of the best fantasy analysts in the game.
Period.
Around the clock. There's guys. I was just on there before Sam got here to record the episode, and there were a lot of questions. Are you taking Barton or Baisley in 9-cat roto? I got a trade offer for this and this. Do I take it? There's all kinds of stuff popping up. There were questions about Vassell. Is he going to be worth owning on fantasy rosters? Listen, go check it out. Hoop-ball.com. Get signed up. Get you the fantasy pass. If you're a wager guy, you like betting, you can go and get HoopBall 360. It's going to include the DFS pass, the fantasy pass, and the wager pass. You got access to all of it. Our guys that are making the bets, they're sending their plays through this Discord before they go live anywhere else. You have to have the wager pass to get it. Get to hoop-ball.com. Get signed up. This is what keeps the train moving. This is how you guys win money. It's how you win your fantasy leagues. It is 100% worth the money. Get over there and get it. Start winning your league now.
Be like Nike and just do it.
I knew it.
Yep.
I'm editing that out.
Sam. No, don't do it.
I'm not leaving.
Be like Nike
there.
And don't do it.
All right. We are going to keep this one short and sweet. It's not very long, but we will have we're going to go post game on the Spurs matchup on Wednesday. We'll have a post game episode. And then we'll get you we're going to be rolling out 2 to 3 shows a week depending on how many games they got moving forward throughout the season. Got to give a shout out to our sponsors. You know about them. We talk about them every show. If this is your first time listening to the Hoopball Grizzlies podcast, welcome. Thank you. Appreciate you downloading. Go ahead and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Helps us out a ton.
Yes.
We're glad for new listeners. Thanks for coming in. But our sponsors, for those of you that don't know and for those of you that do know, we're coming back with them every time. The guys over at Manscaped, you get the promo code HOOPBALL20. It's going to get you 20% off of the Lawnmower 3.0 and free shipping. It's Christmas time. If you waited this long to order your Christmas stuff, you're running behind. You're probably not going to get it, but hey, it's a great late gift. The lawnmower. Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. Use the promo code HOOPBALL20, get your discount and your free shipping. And as always, the guys over at mybookie.ag are still running the promo for us. That promo code is HOOPBALL. Make sure you do not get those mixed up. Manscaped is HOOPBALL20 for 20% off and free shipping. Over at mybookie, the promo code is just HOOPBALL. Get in there. They're running Christmas days, like a 6 days of Christmas special. And there are going to be a lot of odds boost and stuff that help you win money easy. MyBookie.ag, online sportsbook. It's the best in the business. They have more lines and better odds than any other sportsbook out there. Get over there. Let them know that we sent you using the promo code HOOPBALL, and they're going to hook you up with some goodies. That's all we got today, Sam. You got anything else?
I ain't got anything else. Let's go, Grizz. I'm ready for Wednesday.
Me too. It's basketball counts this time.
Yes, it does.
We are that close.
I'm ready for this season to start. I'm ready to see what the Grizzlies are going to do. I'm ready for fantasy. I'm ready for everything. Let's get it.
And we are super close. You can find us on Twitter, guys. Get over there and look. We're doing the giveaway. Yeah, there's a little wrench in it, but we're still going to do it. The show is at HoopBallGrizz on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. Sam is?
It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase a, M-M-Y, capital B, 1118.
Thanks for listening. And until Wednesday, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.